This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. Today, I want to talk about a football team that came extremely close to appearing in four straight Super Bowls. After appearing in three straight Super Bowls and winning two, the 1974 Miami Dolphins were determined to become the first team to win three Vince Lombardi trophies. They had the talent and drive to do it, but something disrupted their focus during the offseason. Two All-Pro players, fullback Larry Zonka and receiver Paul Warfield, along with running back Jim Kick, signed contracts with the World Football League. The signings were a distraction, even though they wouldn't play for the new league until 1975. The Dolphins started the season looking like a distracted team, losing to a mediocre New England Patriots team 34-24. The Dolphins' running game sputtered with Mercury Morris injured, gaining only 89 yards. Despite getting sacked five times, quarterback Bob Greasy played well, completing 19 of 30 passes for 254 yards. Receiver Paul Warfield gained 104 yards on five catches, and Marlon Briscoe caught nine passes for 113 yards and one touchdown. The Miami defense played poorly, giving up 196 yards on the ground, and they did not register any sacks. Mercury Morris was back in action for a Week 2 win against Buffalo, gaining 88 yards on 13 carries. The no-name defense played better, recording five sacks and holding O.J. Simpson to 63 yards rushing. The final score was 24-16. The Miami offense looked as powerful as ever in a Week 3 win over the San Diego Chargers. Larry Zonka rushed for 106 yards on 21 carries and scored two touchdowns. Bob Greasy threw for 248 yards, and tight end Jim Mandich had four catches for 101 yards. But as in Week 1, the Dolphins' defense struggled, allowing running back Don Woods to run all over them for 157 yards on 18 carries. Final score was Miami 28, San Diego 21. Bob Greasy had another excellent game in a 21-17 win against the Jets, completing 17 of 23 passes for 199 yards. The Dolphins had no trouble stopping the Jets' running game, but they did have a tough time stopping Joe Namath, who passed for 290 yards and two touchdowns. One, an 89-yard bomb to tight end Rich Caster. Caster gained 117 yards in total, and running back John Riggins added another 74 yards in receiving. The Dolphins' offense looked a bit sluggish in a Week 5 loss to the Redskins, gaining only 233 total yards. And their defense got torched by veteran quarterback Sonny Jurgensen, who completed 26 of 39 passes for 303 yards. Roy Jefferson caught 7 of those passes for 111 yards. The final was Washington 20, Miami 17. And the Dolphins did not look like a team that had dominated the NFL in 1972 and 1973. Bob Greasy didn't have one of his better days in a 9-3 win over the Kansas City Chiefs, completing only 11 of 25 passes and throwing 3 interceptions. But the Dolphins' running game made up for it by rushing for 189 yards. Chiefs running back Woody Green ran for 98 yards on the Miami defense, but the Chiefs could do little else, scoring only 1 field goal. Tim Foley scored a safety for Miami on a blocked punt. The 17-7 score did not indicate how badly the Dolphins dominated the Baltimore Colts. The Colts' offense gained only 158 yards, while the Dolphins' running attack gained 252 yards on 53 carries. But it wasn't the usual combo of Zonka, Morris, and Kick that got the job done. Rookie Benny Malone gained 104 yards, while former Colt Don Nottingham gained 102 yards. Another rookie, receiver Nat Moore, caught 6 passes for 95 yards. The Dolphins looked dominant again in a 42-7 win over the Falcons in Week 8. The Miami D held Atlanta to only 196 total yards, while the Dolphins' running game churned out 196 yards. Again, it was the combo of Benny Malone and Don Nottingham, as Malone gained 108 yards and Nottingham added 87. In a Week 9 game against the Saints, New Orleans outgained Miami 273 yards to 222, but the Dolphins scored all the points, winning 21-0. The Miami defense recorded 4 sacks. The Dolphins were now 7 wins and 2 losses, and their defense, which had looked anything but super earlier in the season, had allowed only 17 points in the last 4 games. That will conclude today's podcast. Join me again next week as we will go to part 2 of the 1974 Miami Dolphins season. Thank you for listening, and God bless.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.